And from our studios in the Southwest Side, it is a gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, Historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today, of course, everybody knows that Third Base, you're practically home. They are locally owned and operated and a place where families meet up again and again for lunch. Catch the game after work. Bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good show coming up for you here on the program. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. It will include Zachary Reimer to talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We're down a man. Kyle's down in Iowa City as he is getting audio from I'm not going to say an unlikely news conference on June the 11th with the Iowa men's basketball team, but maybe I should say an unlikely news conference from Iowa men's basketball on June the 11th, especially when the team is not going overseas or anything like that. You could see when that might be the case, but Fran McCaffrey is addressing the media right now. Joe Wieskamp and Luca Garza will also be in attendance, and they will talk with the media. And Kyle down there getting some audio for us right here on KGYM. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. A little different to have a basketball news conference on June 11th, but we'll see what Fran and the players have to say at this summer juncture. And I'm sure there will be talk about Bakari Evelyn coming into the program, and maybe a little bit about Isaiah Moss, who knows.
Leaving the program and now residing in Lawrence, Kansas, or soon to be residing in Lawrence, Kansas anyway. We are presented, as I mentioned, by Third Base Brewery. You can also reach us via the text line, the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. We're gearing up for Lunchbox Heroes coming up tomorrow, and a big one in downtown Cedar Rapids. We're going to be at the UFG Insurance Building downtown. I think this is our third time that we are going to be there to feed the workers at that particular site.
That's a record. We were at CRST.
Yes, we were.
A couple, three times as well.
Yes, we were. It's approaching a record. It's kind of like Steve Martin hosting Saturday Night Live. So I think he might be the one. He or Paul Simon. I think one of those two guys is in the lead as far as guest hosting Saturday Night Live is concerned. So, the UFG building is right there as well among the leaders as far as places that we have visited. But we're looking forward to being there tomorrow. Hopefully the rain will hold off until after we feed all the workers and get everything packed up and get on out of there. But I want to thank all the great sponsors of Lunchbox Heroes, and that includes Built by Pros, the presenting sponsor of our Lunchbox Heroes program here on KGYM, as well as Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, United Rentals, Star Equipment, of course, UFG Insurance, Imon Communications, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Air Gas, Chick-fil-A Coral Ridge Mall, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Smart FM, and all of us here at KGYM Radio. Looking forward to that coming up tomorrow with the good folks at UFG Insurance. Game 5. A lot of folks thought it would be the final NBA game of the year last night. Did not turn out to be that way, but sure looks like it will turn out to be that way for Kevin Durant. They made the decision, the doctors, the front office, coaches, everyone. Kevin Durant played, and I'm not sure was ready to play, although played well when he was in there. But he is Kevin Durant, nonetheless. But many times we have seen it over the years, whether it be basketball, football, what have you, that when you have an injury going into a contest, going into an athletic event, that other things kick in as far as you overcompensate for that injury, and perhaps that played into the injury that occurred last night during the game. But it sure looks like, no one has said for sure as of yet, but it sure looks like it was an Achilles tear for Kevin Durant. If that is the case, probably going to miss the entire season next year, or a very good portion of the season next year.
Shame for him and the team, but Golden State persevered nicely. Led most of the game. Had to hold on at the end. Terrible set at the end of the game for Toronto. I didn't understand that at all. Down one and really couldn't. Had a difficult time getting a shot off.
And went for the three.
Yeah. But two more games. Next one in Oakland. And I think Toronto's still going to win this thing. If not in game six, then in game seven. But 52-32 has a take on what happened last night on Durant's injury. Texter says, Toronto deserves to never win an NBA championship after cheering
KD that was bad.
On the floor clutching a torn Achilles. Absolutely classless. I met some pretty terrible fans over the years, but they took the cake last night.
Yeah, that's now I will say this, and I agree with the texter. It wasn't everyone there at the arena in Toronto, whatever the heck they're calling it these days. But there was a good portion out there, not only cheering, but waving goodbye, things like that. And I understand competitiveness takes over a little bit, but you don't want to see anything like that happen. Good example, Chara going down for the Boston Bruins with the broken jaw.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I said, and I'm not going to use me as an example. I don't want to throw me on top of the pedestal or whatever, but I said, I don't want to see him out. I want to see him in there.
Yeah.
I hate to see somebody get hurt like that. And other people were chiming in as far as social networking is concerned with the same adage out there and the same thought. I mean, you don't want to see anyone get hurt. And I thought it was kind of a disgraceful thing for a few of the folks in Toronto to do last night. Not everybody did that. Of course, it's been very publicized that the very famous Drake was feeling very bad for Kevin Durant. And so good for him and the rest of the folks who knew that it was a bad injury. And it's going to take a long time for him to get probably back on the basketball court. So the $64,000 question today is, should Kevin Durant have even made a go of it? Who do you know? 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. And let us know what you think out there. Should he have gone, or should they have taken their chances?
The Women's World Cup is underway right now, and the U.S. Women's National Team...
Can't see it because it's not on. One carrier.
Can't see it here anyway. But the national U.S. team putting a thumping on Thailand right now, 3-0 at the half.
Good for them. 319-366-1600. If you can get in touch with us via the text line today, we would appreciate it because Kyle is out today. He's down in Iowa City, hoping to be back by 4 o'clock. So we usually do appreciate your phone calls. Thank you very much. But for today, we would like you to reach out to us via the text line at 319-366-1600. Fan McCaffrey is talking right now down in Iowa City. A few of the texts that have come in so far, Fran says, according to Pat Hardy, that the roster is now set for next season. So no more comings or goings. This is what Iowa is going to be bringing out for next year. Now, we don't know about Jordan Bohannon's situation as of yet, and we won't know until Jordan Bohannon about him until we get closer to probably September and maybe even in October a little bit as practice gets underway. They'll know the timetable then if he's going to be able to come back for the season or if he indeed is going to have to redshirt for next year. So that's probably the biggest thing that we have as far as a mystery to Iowa basketball.
I think so too.
Right now on June the 11th. 319-366-1600, as we mentioned. Golden State, I will say this. It looked like the old Golden State at the end. When they were down 6 last night, or was it 9? Something like that. Anyway, they were down. Toronto was getting ready to celebrate, and all of a sudden it looked like the old Golden State Warriors kicked in. crisp, terrific ball movement outside the three-point arc, working their way to get a good shot and putting down the shots when they have them, whether it be Curry or Thompson or what have you out there. And that's how they won the basketball game. And that shot that put the Warriors up for good at the end was about as good a ball movement as you'll ever see. Pump faking. I mean, if you are a coach of a youth team, you show that over and over again because that's the way to get a guy open.
Yeah, Curry and Clay Edwards both hit really clutch shots at the end. But I will say Kawhi Leonard is really good at basketball.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. By the way, it's 6-0
really
now.
Good.
6-0 now. The U.S. leads. 7. Do I hear 7? I feel bad.
Is there a mercy rule in soccer?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I feel bad for the Thai team out there.
You do not.
I do.
Why?
Because it's 7-0.
Thanks for coming, Thailand.
It's 7-0 at this point. We're going to talk to Zachary Reimer. We'll do that coming up in a little bit as we talk a little bit of Major League Baseball today as well. They score again?
No.
Mio O'Brien tweeting out, is there a mercy rule? I don't think there is as far as soccer is concerned.
Colonel's back at home, Scott, and winding down the first half. And the Colonel's on a late surge here at the end of the first half. Now only 2 games behind Burlington for the second wild card spot. And this is a 6-game homestand for the Colonels, 3 against Wisconsin, 3 against Clinton. Coincidentally, Burlington is on the road for its last 6 games. So you would think if the Colonels can take care of business, might have a pretty good opportunity at snagging that last spot.
Yep, and no one wouldn't have to worry about anything for the second half of the year. So Colonels are hot. They're at home tonight. Take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And it's been a long time since the Colonels have been at home, at least playing a game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They've had some commuters here, so they've been in Cedar Rapids.
I think 9-4 on the road trip, though.
Not bad.
Yeah.
When you talk about a 13-game, 2-week road trip, when you go 9-4, that's not too bad. 319-366-1600. Also today, the speaking of Iowa, the 31st edition of the Hall of Fame class for the National Iowa Varsity Club and the University of Iowa Athletic Department was announced earlier today, and the induction ceremony will be on August the 30th, and that will be, I think that's part of the whole Fry Fest weekend, etc. By the way, more on Fry Fest today announced. They will be honoring the 2004 team. And the players, some of those players, Chad Greenway is expected to be there. Warren Holloway will be in town, not having to buy a drink ever again.
Nope.
In the state of Iowa. And I'm not sure about Drew Tate, if he's expected to be here or not. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But the folks going into the Hall of Fame this year, Jeremy Allen, track and field, but also football, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
He was a two-sport athlete, 4-year letterman for the football team from 98 to 2001, as well as the track and field team. But he was a earned 5 All-American honors and 4 Big Ten titles as a thrower. Deb Bricky from field hockey from 1982 to 1985, member of the U.S. national team. The fantastic wrestler Eric Juergens from Maquoketa, who was a wrestler from 1998 through 2001. Mark Long from the swimming team, 1987, 88, and 89. Diane Pohl from the Iowa softball team from 1989 to 1992, playing under Gail Blevins, was an All-American catcher in 1990 and 1991. Leroy Smith from the football team, terrific pass rusher. From the end, recorded 18 sacks in 1991, setting a school and a Big Ten record. 1989, 90, and 91 on the Iowa football team. And then Tangela Smith from the Iowa women's basketball team from 1994 through 98. She was the Big Ten Player of the Year in 1998, three-time All-Big Ten honoree. So that is your class for the Hall of Fame for this year for Iowa.
Good selections. You mentioned the 2004 football team going to be honored at Fry Fest. We have a poll question related to that team at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What's your favorite 2004 regular season win? The postseason win is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Would it be 17-10 over Iowa State? Or 33-7 against number 25 Ohio State? 6-4 at Penn State? Or 30-7 against Wisconsin? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Come on. Everyone's got to go with the 6-4 game just because of the fact that you just don't see a 6-4 game very much. That was at Penn State.
I remember where I was. I was in a cabin somewhere with a buddy of mine and our wives, and we watched that game. Strangest game you've ever seen. Two safeties and two field goals, wasn't it?
Yep, no touchdowns.
Yeah.
No touchdowns in that particular ball game. Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah, everybody remembers how that season culminated, of course, with the clock running down in Orlando and Warren Holloway becoming a folk hero,
mm-hmm.
Along with Drew Tate, as far as Iowa football is concerned. 20 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We also have, speaking of the Colonels, we have tickets to see a future Colonel game toward the end of the month, and we are going to give you a chance to win that coming up a little bit later on in the program today as well. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Major League Baseball as Zachary Reimer will be joining us, and plenty to talk about as far as the major leagues are concerned, and we'll get to it right after this. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Your first-place Minnesota Twins are on display at Target Field.
Got him! Ball game over, and the Twins win.
Eddie Rosario providing a flair for the dramatic.
Eddie Rosario with a ninth-inning three-run homer.
With a new hero every night.
And Gonzalez hits it high in the air down the right field line, and it is gone!
Go crazy on June 14th for Prince Night as the first 10,000 fans receive a limited-edition Purple Prince Twins jersey. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/prince.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. there is a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
After an off day, the Twins open up a three-game series and a nine-game homestand tonight against the Seattle Mariners. Hi, this is Corey Provost on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And we will have the Twins and the Mariners coming your way tonight, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. The North Gym as the Twins start a nine-game homestand. The first against the Seattle Mariners. You remember when the Seattle Mariners were good this year, Mark, and in first place?
In April, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when the White Sox played them and played them six times. Since then, not good things for the Seattle Mariners. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball, maybe not the Mariners a whole lot. Zach Reimer joining us here, the MLB lead writer for Bleacher Report. And great to have Zach on with us here today. And, well, maybe we will talk about the Seattle Mariners. What in the heck happened? I know they weren't going to be better than Houston, but man alive, after that start they had and where they are now in the standings, that is just, that is catastrophic.
Yeah, I mean, that early season start, and this wasn't much of a secret, was largely fueled by their offense, which was hitting, you know, multiple home runs every day, it seemed. But even when that was happening, it was pretty obvious that this team can't pitch very well, and they definitely don't defend very well. So if this offense ever dries up, they're going to be in trouble. That's exactly what's happened, and they're in pretty big trouble. And now the only question is, you know, how many players who are on that roster now will still be on that roster at the end of the season.
Zachary, tell us about what you've seen out of Chris Sale. He's only got a couple victories. He's been a hard luck pitcher both in Chicago and Boston. What have you seen out of him this year?
It's interesting because I was watching him last night. Now, you usually do watch him pretty closely. You know, coming out of the year, he didn't have velocity. He didn't have command. So he was just a wreck, whether that was because of residual effects from the shoulder issue that he had towards the end of last year, or just because he was brought along so slowly during spring training that he just wasn't in game shape when the season began. Now he's operating on all cylinders right now. It's not quite true, because at a certain point last year, that fastball was sitting up around 100 miles per hour. It's not this year, but he's sitting low 90s, mid-90s when he needs to. And the control issues that he had at the start of the season are gone. And now he's all over the strike zone with different movements of speeds. He's absolutely dominant. Over the last 6 weeks or so, maybe the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. So after that pretty rough April, he's now back to being the Chris Sale that pretty much everybody's been used to watching ever since 2012.
And the Red Sox need him because right now only one game over the 500 mark. 8 games behind the Yankees and 8 games behind Tampa, more importantly, as well as far as the American League East is concerned. And the Yankees and Tampa aren't showing any signs of coming back toward the Red Sox for sure.
No, that's very true. And the Yankees, we have to keep in mind, haven't even gotten healthy yet. At a certain point, they're going to get Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, potentially Dylan Betances, Luis Severino, on and on down the line, where to a point where at the least what these returning players will mean is that they're not going to get any worse in the latter half of the season. They're going to remain a top player for that AL East title. And I'm a big believer in the Rays. I mean, it's kind of out there that they can pitch. They have the lowest ERA in baseball. I think they have kind of an underrated lineup too, where they're not very powerful, but just a lot of good hitters who, you know, do their jobs well, good situational hitting team. So Rays and Yankees, they're, like I said, they're not going to slow down. Red Sox, the pitching needs to kind of get healthy and kind of get it back together. But more so than that, I think the bigger issue with them this year is that their offense, there have been spurts where it's been pretty good, but not a sustained stretch like they had last year where they were the best run-scoring team in baseball. Mookie Betts has been inconsistent. J.D. Martinez is not what he was last year. Rafael Devers has been hot, but he's gone cold again. Pretty much Xander Bogaerts seems like he's been the only consistent guy in the offense, which, you know, given the names and the kind of talent that's involved in it, should be much better than it has been.
Fewer than 100 games remaining in the season, as you know. I want to talk about possible wild card teams because at least three of the divisions seem pretty wrapped up. In the American League, you got to believe either Tampa Bay or the Yankees will be one of those wild card teams. But then you have a half a dozen teams within a couple, three games of one another. Do you like a Cleveland? Do you like a Texas? Maybe even a Boston team that gets hot? What do you think?
I've come around on Texas more so than I was even just a couple weeks ago. I was not a big believer in them coming into the year, especially after they lost 95 games last year. Didn't seem to have enough pitching for contention runs, so it was all going to be on their offense. What's kind of happened is that their offense has been really good, scored more runs than every team except for the Twins, and they've gotten just enough pitching to get by. And the other thing about that AL wildcard race is that there are a lot of teams in it, but the only real competition for Texas might be the Indians and the Red Sox. And the Indians may not be long for contention if they decide that the best thing they can do at the trade deadline is sell off parts like a Brad Hand or a Trevor Bauer and kind of retool for 2020 and beyond, because very little has gone right for that team. And you definitely get a sense that their winning record is not very sustainable. So we'll see.
In the National League, maybe you just settle on whoever doesn't win the East or the Central, that being Philadelphia or Atlanta and Milwaukee or Chicago. But you still have teams that, like Colorado, playing very good baseball. Arizona, not too far behind those three or four teams. So what do you think?
I think you're pretty much right on the money there. I mean, it really does kind of come down to, if it's not the Braves, the Phillies, the Cubs, the Brewers, who are the wild card contenders? I do think the Rockies are one of them. I mean, pretty much since mid-April, they've been playing really good baseball, despite the fact that their offense is still not really clicking. Kyle Freeland, who was a contender for the National League Cy Young Award last year, recently got sent down for the minors. He's been so bad. At a certain point, they might get more guys to help out Arenado, Story, and Blackman in that offense. And Freeland may come back after his stint in the minors and be what he was last year. So I think they can get better. Whereas a team like the Diamondbacks, I think they kind of peaked earlier in the year. Padres are an interesting team, but I think there's a few pieces standing between them being just interesting and potentially really good. Cardinals, I mean, their starting rotation has been such a mess that I think they're going to have to take some drastic measures to really kind of assert themselves in that race. But, to their credit or to their defense, I don't know if the Mets are going to be relevant. I don't think the Nationals are relevant. And Pittsburgh has been fading fast recently. So there's some leeway in there for a team like the Cardinals and even the Padres to a certain extent.
I'll tell you what, back to the American League for a minute. If Giolito could pitch every other day for the White Sox, I'd throw their hat into the ring. He's been phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I had a story about him. It came out yesterday. Not only really good, but just compared to when he first came up and even last season when he was, probably the worst pitcher, everyday pitcher in Major League Baseball, he's a completely different pitcher this year. His delivery has been shortened up, made more efficient. That's really helped his fastball. He's really put more trust in that changeup, and he's got that slider working. Compared to when he first came up, when he was basically just a fastball curveball guy with this kind of like wonky motion. And you're seeing the results. I mean, granted, it's been against a lot of AL Central clubs who don't have very good offenses, but he also held his own against Boston and pitched a complete game shutout against Houston. So there could be something for real about him being certainly the hottest and right now potentially the best pitcher in Major League Baseball.
If you were the White Sox, and I am a White Sox fan, I have to say that right out of the chute. But if you were the White Sox, you're still in it as far as the wild card is concerned. How quickly do you bring up Dylan Cease, or do you not bring up Dylan Cease?
I think with them, the only thing they really need to be careful is not so much who they promote, but I mean, don't go too crazy in terms of buying players for the stretch run, because that team's eyes still need to be on the long run with that farm system that they've been developing. You want to keep as much young talent in-house as you can, because ultimately that's going to be the backbone for what will hopefully be a perennial contender. So, but beyond that, I mean, yeah, do whatever you want. Give the kids a shot. I mean, they're in the right situation for that, because it's not like at this point, they need to be too protective of these guys' service times. I mean, they're probably going to be a postseason contender next year, so you might as well give some guys some experience.
Yeah. Zachary Reimer joining us here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. You mentioned the St. Louis Cardinals, and they've been kind of the baseball version of the yo-yo so far this year as far as the National League is concerned. The Blues doing what they're doing right now, not a lot of people are kind of got their attention focused on the Cardinals, but that's going to end after tomorrow night. And then I think that's probably the worst thing that John Mozeliak can have happen is the Blues season come to an end, because I think people are going to start to take a look at what's happening at Busch Stadium and probably not going to be real happy with what's happening with the Cardinals.
Yeah, if you're going to be disappointing, do it when nobody's watching, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, with the Cardinals, it's just, I kind of alluded to it earlier, but their starting rotation has been a big problem pretty much all year. And, you know, earlier in the year, they were kind of skating by on the strength of their offense, but that has faded in a pretty dramatic way in the last few weeks. They really need to get guys like, you know, like a Paul Goldschmidt, a Jose Martinez, Yadier Molina just came off the DL or IL today. So, you know, that's the frustrating thing about them, is that the pieces of a contender are clearly there, but they just haven't come together yet. So, you know, I guess if all the St. Louis fans are going to come back to the Cardinals now, maybe the optimistic outlook here is that, well, they can play a lot better than this. And I think that's largely true.
Yeah. We'll see if that thing turns around a little bit. As far as the Atlanta Braves are concerned, they've started to get things rolling. And, oh, by the way, they got a pitcher coming, hopefully pretty soon, that they're thinking they've caught the Braves. And what about this Braves team that made the playoffs last year?
They're an interesting team. I mean, I don't think that they've really peaked yet this year because, like you said, they're going to get Dallas Keuchel pretty soon. I kind of look at them and say, you know, if you had signed Dallas Keuchel a couple months ago, you're probably in first place by several games right now, but hey, what do I know? You know, now I think they do need to go get a better reliever for the closer spot in that bullpen. But other than that, they're pretty much set for the stretch run because their offense has been pretty good this year. And like we're saying, that pitching staff is going to be better. So, and the other thing that kind of works in their favor is that the Phillies are kind of seeding ground over the last few weeks, and they have quite a few issues they need to work out, especially with that outfield, that starting rotation, that bullpen. So the Braves have a real opportunity right now.
By the way, just announced Mitch Keller of Cedar Rapids is going to be called up. Will pitch tomorrow night in Atlanta for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That'll be the second start of his major league career. So throw in a little local angle there, Zachary.
Sure, I certainly hope his second start goes better than first.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
A better pitcher than he showed, for sure.
Yeah, well, a little nervous in that first inning. You can't blame him as far as that situation is concerned. And I wanted to ask you about the All-Star game. Do you is it time to take a look at the All-Star ballot differently, or the way that the teams are picked, or what have you? I ask that because the first All-Star results came. Or the balloting today in the National League. We'll have the American League coming up as well, and that will be updated over the next 3 weeks or so. But do you like it? Do you not like it? What would you like to see differently?
To be perfectly candid, I know there's a new system for voting this year, but I haven't really had to know what the deal is, so I couldn't tell you how it works, to be honest. The only thing I will say is that it's probably better than what was in place before, which was just to let fans stuff the ballot box and let guys with sub-replacement level wins above replacements get into the game. So, I don't know. Any change is a good change. I think the most important change with the All-Star game happened several years ago, though, and that's getting rid of the home field advantage. So now it doesn't really matter. It's an exhibition. It's something to have fun with, and I think it's all the better for it.
I got a two-part question for you on Kimbrel. Whom the Cubs picked up. Number one, do you like the contract? Number two, is he the piece that will take the Cubs over the top?
Well, with regard to the contract, I'd say it's fine. They basically signed him for less money than the Rockies got Wade Davis for, and more money than the Yankees gave Zach Britton over similar three-year deals. It's fine. And Craig Kimbrell is a much better pitcher than either of those have been. So beyond that, they definitely needed like a shutdown arm in that bullpen. And despite the fact that he kind of faded as 2018 went along, I'm still a believer that Craig Kimbrell is a shutdown pitcher. So maybe not the best possible addition that they could have given their bullpen, knowing what is going to be on the trade market this year, but certainly the most readily available. And kind of like with Dallas Keuchel, I could look at the Cubs and say, listen, if you had done this a couple months earlier, you're probably in first place by several games right now. But better late than never.
But then you have to give up compensation.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Just throwing it out there. But, hey, Zachary, appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us. And we will talk some more baseball coming up down the line.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Zachary Reimer joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM as, baseball getting into the second week of the month of June. First All-Star balloting came out today. The announcement, they're going to have two or three of these coming up before the All-Star game, certainly. And nationally coming out today. And pretty much the usual cast of characters out in front. Two Cubs, I know, are leading. Javi Baez at short. Contreras at the catcher spot. Arenado leading at third base. From the Colorado Rockies. So pretty much the folks you would think are close to the top of the balloting are close to the top of the balloting.
Yeah, Bellinger and Yelich.
Bellinger better be in there.
Yelich as well.
You don't feel bad for Thailand yet, Mark.
What's score, 10?
10-0.
You got a field goal?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what happened, but every time... yeah. Oh, this is not good. 10-0. The Americans are leading the Thai national team at this point. 3:40. We're going to take a break, come back. More to discuss here on this Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. We'll also give you an opportunity to pick up some Colonel's tickets before 4 o'clock today as well. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Before the start of the game, or once the game is over, the soundtrack for your celebration is Smart Rock on Smart FM. KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect combination for a great summer of top-of-the-line sports coverage. And Smart Rock is the perfect complement for all the action on and off the field. Sports on KGYM. At Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, I just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your guy's smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
This is the NBA Finals. The Warriors survive elimination and force Game 6 in Oakland.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on The Gym, KGYM.
They had a goal cannon. They'd be refilling it right now. 10-0. 10-0. The United States women's national team beating Thailand right now.
Things will get tougher for the USA.
I hope so. Richard Deitch has just put out, the U.S. women's national team has scored more goals today against Thailand than the U.S. men scored in the 2010 and 2014 World Cups.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah, that was uncalled for, but a true statement of fact right there. 319-366-1600 is Mark continues to... Oh, it's 11 now.
Jeez. What is going on?
I don't know. Every time I look up, it goes... up. Alex Morgan has a hat trick. And yes, Soccer Guy and Soccer Gal are up taking nourishment as far as social networking is concerned every 2 years. I'm fine with soccer. I'm all right with it. I have national patriotism as well. I feel bad for the Thai team, but...
No, you don't.
I do. It's 11-0. This is horrible.
Well, don't get in the damn thing then.
I don't know how they got
in. If this is your national sport, Thailand, which it rivals Thai boxing, I know, you got to step up a little bit.
It's 11-0.
The USA isn't even playing one of its best players, Carly Lloyd.
She is in now,
I guess. She is in. Okay.
Yeah, I guess... she's in. Michelle Akers has the record for the most goals in a Women's World Cup tournament with 10. Alex Morgenhau has 4, 80 minutes into the first game of the tournament.
There's still 10 minutes left.
There's still 10 minutes left in this thing. So we'll see if the U.S. can keep putting up fantastic numbers out there. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, we have learned there is no mercy rule in the women's national FIFA World Cup tournament. So if you were asking about that or wondering about it, no, that is not the case. What is the case is the news today out of the basketball tournament, TBT, which is coming up. The regional has been set for... the state of Iowa team, Iowa United, they're going to be the number 7 seed in the Wichita region. There are 8 teams. Iowa's the number 7 seed. They will start with the number 2 seed, which is the team called Aftershocks, made up of alumni from Wichita State University. So this is a big deal, this tournament. A lot of very good basketball players are going to be taking part in this. Of course, Team Iowa filled with Iowa State, UNI, Drake, and then one young lady formerly of the University of Iowa named Megan Gustafson, who's going to be in there.
Marcus Fizer out of Iowa State on the team.
Nicholas
Bear, Peter Jock, Tyrus McGee from Iowa State, Nick McGlynn from Drake. On the team, Reed Timmer from Drake, also on the team.
This is the number 7 seed out of 8. And, you know, I don't know how you seed these teams when they're chock full of people like this, but they came up with it, and that's the way it came out. Anyway, so they'll be getting underway here shortly as they practice right now. Also, a couple of notes today as far as the anniversary dates, timelines, etc., etc., etc. 22 years ago today was the famous Michael Jordan flu game against the Utah Jazz, game five of that particular NBA Finals. It was tied at two apiece, and Michael went to the arena in Salt Lake City, apparently with the flu, and scored 38. Helped lead the Bulls to the victory in a series they ultimately won on what may or may not have been a Michael Jordan shove-off at the end of Game 7.
Antibiotics are good.
Something was good that day in Salt Lake City. That was 22 years ago. Something even overshadowing Michael Jordan started 25 years ago today, believe it or not. Back, and I know exactly where I was, et cetera, back in what would be 1995. And that was, today was the first day, 25 years ago, of the O.J. Simpson trial. Hard to believe it's been that long. But I'm sure am glad still to this day that social networking and social media was not around when that was happening. Because we'd still be talking about it, I think, today.
Well, I hesitate to give the guy an ounce of time or his name an ounce of time. But I remember going home from work and taking a
12 mark.
kind of an extended lunch.
12 mark.
12 nothing, okay.
That's a new record.
Watching what was in Court TV.
Correct. That put Court TV on the map.
Yeah.
That put Court TV on the map.
What's her name? Nancy?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God. Nancy.
Still a little bit over 2 minutes remaining in the game, by the way. Before injury time.
It was quite the spectacle, to say the least.
Thing I remember is that it was wall-to-wall. We had coverage on then KCRG radio.
Nancy Grace, I'm sorry.
Nancy Grace from downtown before we came to the southwest side here. Under the old news format, we had wall-to-wall coverage from ABC News, radio news of the OJ trial.
Mm.
And it went on for a long time.
It did.
And it was pretty incredible. And you're right. I'm not going to go one side or the other to give credence to anybody. I'm just throwing out a fact that 25 years ago, the OJ trial got underway. Hard to believe.
Matt in Fairfax pointing out it gave rise to Greta Van Susteren, who was a commentator on Court TV at the time, I think.
Poor people getting on Thailand. If you had Thailand plus 12, you were so coming.
You're on edge right now, right?
Well, it's push, Mark.
I know.
It's push, Mark.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's 12-0, and you can only hope that they just waive injury time in this thing and just let it end at this point.
David and Hudson has a comment in regards to the NBA game last night and what transpired there.
13!
It's like a pinball machine.
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, David.
You guys have a problem with players like Durant leaving the arena while your team is still playing in a finals game, no less? Shouldn't you be there for your teammates? I didn't have a problem with it.
You didn't have a problem with it? I would find it hard to do. I guess I don't have a problem with it, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I mean, I'd be there till the bitter end.
Yeah.
And Thailand's there. They haven't left. It's 13-0. They're down. And if you had Thailand in the 12, I have bad news for you at this time. Oh, my goodness. No, I'd stick around. I'd stick around. If I, in that situation, yes, I would do so. I would do so.
Who's tending goal for Thailand?
Nobody, apparently, at this. This is not right. That's why they have mercy rules, right? This is why you get to this point, and it's 13-0. I'm just waiting for the word final to come across just to make sure. It's over. It's over. 13-0. Whew.
Why is the USA still attacking?
Lloyd did score.
Why?
I don't know. You keep playing. You play
catch.
The game.
Play catch at midfield.
What's worse?
Here it is. Did the USA women pour it on against Thailand?
Okay, I'll ask you this question then. What is worse, having somebody back off in a baseball game, youth baseball game or something, and have a team bunt all the time, or have them just play? Hmm? There's a good question.
I don't know. In soccer, you don't have to
just kick it around.
You don't have to make it 13-0.
Kick it from left
side. We know you're the USA.
To the right side. Left side to the right side. Kick it backwards.
They're good enough to score goals. They're good enough to play keep away.
Maybe they were at the end, and it just kept going in. Morgan had 5 goals, by the way. 5 goals in the win by the Americans. 13-0 over Thailand today. It will get tougher. It will get tougher. 319-366-1600.
What's ahead for Thailand?
A very short stay. I think they have no real shot at leaving pool play. We'll see. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll wrap the show up. The Americans will not score again. We know that as far as this game is concerned. I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up some tickets to see a future Colonels game toward the end of the month. Colonels in a fight right now for a wild card spot in the Western Division of the Midwest League. They're back home tonight to take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and that will be at 6:35. We will take a break, come back, have more. We'll let you know who our winner is after this.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands because your reputation depends on it. Lowe's is here to help by having more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. So when you need a DeWalt tool fast, you know where to go and where to save. Because we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save $100 on a DeWalt XR2 Tool 20-volt max brushless power tool combo kit featuring a drill and impact driver for just $289. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/16, U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at Pep Boys.
Finding a new job is a lot of work. What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? Now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the ZipRecruiter app, let it know what kind of jobs you're interested in, and it puts your profile in front of employers. If an employer likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. So if you're interested in the job, you can apply. My listeners should download the free #1 rated ZipRecruiter job search app today and let the power of technology work for you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenido a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
This is the NBA Finals. The Warriors survive elimination and force Game 6 in Oakland.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on the gym. KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Darren at Coralville. He is the winner of our four-pack of Colonel's tickets to a future game. More tickets to give away tomorrow on the program right here on KGYM. Stay tuned to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next, and that will take you from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Twins and the Mariners tonight, 107.5 FM. Will have that for you beginning at 7 o'clock today. Out of the Fran McCaffrey news conference, for lack of a better term today, Fran, according to Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation, says that he loves Isaiah Moss, appreciates what he gave to the Hawkeyes, and is rooting for him to do well at Kansas. I think we're all rooting for him to do well at Kansas.
And Rob will appear on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn this afternoon, I believe in the 5 o'clock hour. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, he'll be on the show again today. He tweeted out earlier on that Coach McCaffrey said that he anticipates Patrick playing next year. I thought that would be the case when Moss left, even though the new player out of Valpo is coming in. But I think Patrick McCaffrey, I anticipate him playing next year. So we'll see how it all plays out before October rolls around. More on the stunning 13-0 win by the American women's national team over Thailand coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
I am Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.